Alex Wojcicki reporting for FFA Today, and I'm with Luke Scott. He is a finalist in the American Star in Agribusiness sector, and he's from Ohio. Luke, tell us, first of all, about your SAE and what you're being recognized for.
My SAE is LS Custom Application. I custom apply pesticides on field crops here in my local area, which is Bucyrus, Ohio. I purchased my first ATV sprayer in 2016, sprayed a couple hundred acres that first year, and then the next year sprayed about 1,500 acres for my father and myself, and I looked into purchasing another sprayer, so I bought a Rogator self-propelled sprayer and have been expanding the business acreage and customer base. So.
Let's go back a few years. Tell me when this all started and when you decided this is something you wanted to do.
My father started has been farming all his life and then started his own excavation company in 2002, so I've kind of been around, you know, self-operated businesses and entrepreneurship my whole life and had a desire for that. So I was looking for something that would bring me back home on the farm in addition to farming the acreage with my father and myself. I needed something to bring in a little more income to keep me at home, so that's what I guess I looked into different options and found that the spraying was something I enjoyed, and my ag teachers really pushed me to strive for something that maybe I could excel in FFA, and here we are today, so it's worked out good.
What sorts of things did you do in FFA that helped you with this?
When I started out in FFA, I first started out with public speaking, which allowed me to get the ease of talking to people and, you know, getting out there in the community and getting a good reputation established for myself. So I would say that was my first, I believe that was my first contest I ever participated in FFA. And then I went through forestry. I did some forestry SAEs and CDEs and dairy cattle judging, soil judging, participated in some grain marketing contests, and really got involved in the proficiencies with my different SAEs, and that's been my pride and joy for the last 4 years. So,
Luke, a lot of people are looking up to you right now. They see you on stage, want to be where you're at. What is your message to them? How do they get to where you are?
I would say just if there's a risk you think you should take, take it. I definitely pushed myself a little thin a few times, but it's worked out in the end. So I would say if there's something you think you can do, take the risk and do it and have confidence in yourself. You've always got people that have your back. So
expand on that a little bit. Tell me about a moment that you struggled and had to overcome that.
Time management when I was going to college at the University of Northwestern Ohio was a very big issue for me. I was traveling back and forth every day and going to class, working on the farm and trying to get all my paperwork done as well as the actual work itself. And sometimes there was a few times I just had to call on my parents or my advisors and say, hey, can you help me out with this? You know, it's just stressful. So time management was definitely my biggest challenge.
Since you are in the Midwest, did you have any problems with flooding or severe weather?
This year, yes. We had a lot of heavy rainfall. It prevented us from planting a few acres and allowed my ATV sprayer to tackle its niche market of being out there in the wet fields before the larger sprayers could be out there. So, yeah, we had a really wet spring this spring, but we got through it, and yields are looking pretty good. So,
I'm sure you have an impact on your community, but tell me about somebody who's been an impact on you.
Like I said earlier, my father. My father's been a huge impact on me. As, like I said, he's started his own business, and I've watched that grow and be successful, and that was really inspirational to me, and I wanted to do something of that nature for myself and, you know, be an influence on my sister who's still in FFA and, you know, give her reasons to strive and do great things in the FFA. So,
one of the main focuses for this year's convention is how will you change the world? What are you doing to change your world?
The society we live in today, agriculture can be a very controversial topic, and especially pesticides and fertilizer. So I'm doing an effort to spend the money and implement all technology that I can to reduce my economic footprint on the ecosystem and really put forth an effort that farmers are making an effort to better the environment and reduce their impact.
Luke, what's next for you?
After we get done here, I'm just going back home working on the family farm and keep spraying, doing what I've been doing the past 2 years since I graduated high school, and see where we go.
We've been visiting with Luke Scott. He is from Ohio, named as a 2019 American Star and Agribusiness finalist. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Alex Wojcicki.